It's Tuesday, the 1st of July, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. With Namibia having launched its participation in the African Continental Free Trade Area, the country is now officially open for intra-Africa trade, granting it access to a market of over 1.3 billion people. According to economist Salomo Hay, while the move is a positive step, more trade volumes will be needed to realize the deal's full economic impact.
It means that Namibia has fully complied with the requirements and the specifics that were put forward in relation to the Africa Continental Free Trade Area. It's a step in the right direction because we are opening ourselves up to almost a 1.3 billion market, which is essentially the population of a continent. But obviously, there's more to be done. The consignments in terms of quantity and tonnage need to increase, and through that, you could really see an impact come through.
FNB Namibia has announced a new pricing structure effective 1 July. The move makes banking more affordable and accessible. The bank has removed all fees on local card swipes, a first for the country. FNB Namibia Group Communication Manager Kirsty Watermeyer has more.
Other highlights are reduced costs of withdrawing cash at alternative channels, including Cash at Till and Cash Plus. Also, reduced costs of internal transfers and debit orders, reduced costs of airtime and pay TV purchases. We're proud to offer a banking experience that meets Namibians where they are, and our 2025 pricing is designed to provide meaningful value across all segments. Our goal is to provide real help that drives sustainable growth by reducing cost barriers and supporting people where it matters most.
Over in South Africa, Democratic Alliance Federal Council Chairperson Helen Ziller says the party has a motion of no confidence ready against President Cyril Ramaphosa. This follows Ramaphosa's dismissal of DA Deputy Minister Andrew Whitfield over an unauthorized international trip. Ziller warns the motion could bring down the government if tabled in Parliament.
We counted heads and we think that we are going to have 196 or 197 votes out of 400 for a motion of no confidence. That's a lot of votes. The ANC has never once yet in the history of our parliament got all its parliamentarians into the House, even with a three-line whip. So the question remains, will they have a full caucus in the House? I very much doubt it.
Botswana's government and businesswoman Bridget Motsepe have reached a court settlement in the long-running butterfly case. The agreement, to be formalized by a high court order, is expected to include an apology and the withdrawal of fraud and corruption allegations. Renowned international lawyer Jerry Blair explains.
She has vindicated her reputation, and others also will have had their reputations restored today, in particular former President Khama. This has been a six-year fight. The vicious lies that were told against her have been comprehensively debunked, and justice has been done.
And finally, the construction of the National Cricket Stadium, an 85 million Namibia dollar project launched in March of 2023, is nearing completion. Cricket Namibia CEO Johan Muller says the facility is on schedule, with final work expected to wrap up by the end of August. The stadium is expected to host international matches.
Yeah, it's been a 12-month process since we broke ground last year, and we've got 2 months left. So, and as per any building period or contract, normally the last 2 months is heading into some sort of a high-pressure system. So that's exactly where we are currently. But everything's still on track to finish up the 20th of August this year. The field has already hosted three T20 internationals against Canada in March, and then we hosted a team from India now recently that also played in the field. So from a field perspective, the pitch on the outfield is very good, and it's playing really, really, really good cricket. It's mainly just the building that must be completed.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.